sweetheart. In here. My safe word is red. Do not move. Do not make a sound. Just lean back against the door. Fold your arms behind your back, actually. Lean back against them. Yes. Pin yourself in place. You heard me. Do it. Now. No, you don't get to try to dump me tonight. Not after the shit you've been pulling lately. Consider this. Consider this what you deserve. You knew the kind of woman I was when we got together. That I would have needs. And until recently, you've met them, sated them even. Consider this a warning. As to what happens when you don't. Do you like my lingerie, darling? It's new. As if you'd notice anyway. Do I waste my time dressing up for you? Dressing like this? Like the woman of your dreams, in her expensive, tasteful lingerie. I do like the patterns on the stockings in particular. The filigree is exquisite and wasted on you. Shut up. You've lost the right to speak. All you've done the past couple of weeks, this month, is speak, as if I'm not even there. I understood. At first, I really did. The stress you're under. We've all been under. But it gets old after a while. So old, so fast. You haven't touched me. Like you meant it in weeks. Weeks. So gentle and soft when you're present. Absent-minded and distant when you're not. You're going to regret that now. You're going to regret that tonight. As much as I want you to lift up from that wall and to walk over to me and throw me down and make me take your cock. You don't deserve it. You don't deserve my pussy. Oh, but your cock is straining. Look at it. It must hurt. Oh, it must hurt so bad, trapped in your pants. As you watch me buck my hips, oh, my vibrator rubbing up and down against my pussy. I haven't taken these panties off. For a reason. I wanted to warm myself up a bit. And I want you to watch as I pull these panties to the side so I can play that vibrator right against my mm. Oh, sorry. Where was I? Got a little distracted there. I want you to move slowly, very slowly. No sudden moves. I want you to unbuckle your belt. Unbutton your pants and pull down your zipper and take out that cock. Don't you fucking stroke it. You hear me? Don't you dare. Go on. I'll watch. That's right. Pull your pants down. Just like that. I want those big, heavy balls free, too. Good. Now fold those arms behind you again and get back against the wall. God. You're so hard for me right now. Dribbling pre-cum. That you know. I wish I could lick up right now. But you don't deserve it. You don't even deserve for that beautiful cock to be touched right now. You don't. You know you don't get the privilege of feeling my mouth wrapping around your cock tonight, right? You know you won't be able to stretch my tight little pussy open around that aching, desperate length. Ugh. And feel how wet and hot I am. Force me to take you deep into me. You won't even be allowed to come. Oh, but you're gonna watch me come. Over and over and oh, you're gonna help. First, by standing there and watching me making a puddle of pre-cum on the floor. Then you're gonna use those strong, thick fingers of yours and fuck my cunt. And if you beg like a good boy, I might just wrap my legs around your head and pull you in and make you eat my pussy until I soak your face with my juices. You're going to do those things, and then we're going to get you to bed. And I'll even be nice about it and snuggle against you. Your little spoon. Let you wrap me up in your big, strong arms. Remind you of how much smaller I am than you. How much stronger you are than me. And even as I wiggle my ass against that poor, swollen, neglected cock, I wonder if you'll try to grind against me in my sleep. Maybe you'll come all over my ass and pretend it was a wet dream. Or will you? Will you not even bother pretending? With your face buried in my hair, your hands all over my body as I sleep, would you just pull my nightie up and lift my leg to get access to my poor, defenseless little pussy and wake me up by shoving your cock inside me Do you think I'll still be wet? Do you think even with all of the orgasms I have planned for tonight, that I'll still need your dick inside me? That I'll need you to fuck me, huh? Need you to use me? Just use me, pack away all the frustration, all of that need. No, because you don't deserve that. No coming for you. You get to hurt tonight. Experience the exquisite pain of knowing that you could just take what you want from me. Just take it. But you can't, because I will not allow it. Grip your forearms tight. Push off of the wall. Come over here. Stand right in front of me. I want to look at your beautiful cock as I come. I want to see it throb and twitch for me. I want you to just stand there and feel the heat. Oh, the moisture of my breath on your skin as I pant, as I moan, as I scream in pleasure. The pleasure that you've denied me for too long. The pleasure you're denied for tonight. That's right. You wait. You wait right there, yes. taste your pre-gum, do you think you'd be able to control yourself still? I want. I want what I want. And I want that cock in my mouth. But you don't deserve it. But I'm not going to waste any more of that deliciousness. I can't help it. Oh, keep those arms behind your back. I mean it. Don't you dare unfold them. Look at that. See how it stains my tongue? Look at that. Oh, I think I missed a spot. I mean it, mister. Don't you fucking get any ideas. All I'm doing is just getting what I need. I'm just going to suck the head for a little bit. Just a little bit. And don't let me get too distracted. Fuck. I want to suck your cock so bad, baby. But I already said, you don't deserve any more of this. You don't even deserve any of this. But I have my needs. Don't you fucking take your eyes off of me. I'm going to scoot up the bed a bit more and spread my legs wide. And you know what you're going to do? I'm going to keep this vibrator right on my clit. And you're going to fuck me with your fingers. No. No, you don't get to stroke your cock. Still no. Didn't I tell you to make sure I didn't get distracted? I told you that. I know I did. And if you had done what you were told, I might have given you a reward. Let you stroke my wet, hot pussy. Get your fingers wet. So that you could jerk your aching cock. Oh, not until you came, silly. What? Do you think you've earned that much mercy? I just realized. I don't need your fingers. Oh, no, I have my own, thank you. And if I just reach under myself and there, I can play with my slick little slit just fine. I'm so fucking wet, baby. Just listen. Yeah. See? I'm dripping wet. I'm going to want to come again soon. You know that, right? Especially now that I'm sliding my fingers inside. Oh, I need I need a little more. I need something. Something special. Can you give it to me? Can you control yourself for a little while longer? And give me what I need from you right now. I need you to wrap a hand around my throat and choke me. Choke me, baby. Of course, you better not get any ideas, but you get to touch me, squeeze my delicate little throat, and cut off my breath. Help me come so fucking hard. You want to look me in the eyes as you do? Come on. I only have the two hands. I know you really want to pull me around. I know. So my head dangles off the edge of the bed. I know you want to hold onto my throat as you fuck my face. Shut me up with that tortured cock. Maybe even force me to keep this vibrator still on my pussy. Remind me of such a filthy fucking whore I am. And that's what I really want. To be used and abused. Made to beg and plead and choke and come all around that poor, poor cock. But you don't deserve it. You only need one hand to choke me. Keep the other hand behind your back. Go on. Wrap your hand around my throat. Yes, just like this. I came so hard. I said, you can let go of me now. You're breathing so hard, so deep. Oh, you're shaking. I said, let me go. Oh my God. You actually did it. I thought for sure you were going to try and do something with that hard, straining cock. I want to kiss it right before you tuck it away. But no. You can put it away. Goodness. I think I'm tired. Yeah? I think it's time to get ready for bed. Think you'll be ready to sleep soon too? No? That's okay. I know you want to take a shower beforehand. Go on, baby. Don't take too long. Oh, and one last thing. I want you to remember tonight. The next time you think you can take me for granted so long, I want you to remember what you get when you don't deserve nice things. And maybe, just maybe, if I think you've learned your lesson well enough, I'll take care of you. Let you really make it up to me. Deal? Good. Now, go on. Let's get ready for bed. I'm looking forward to some snuggling.